It is Valentine's Day, and Cupid is meant to be circling the city, bringing lovers together. But what's a shy New Yorker to do on a day dedicated to romance? Producer Sally Herships combed the missed connections pages of Craigslist. Here are some of the Valentines she found.
Super Tuesday, Union Square. You were rallying with a handful of Obama supporters, but I was more thrown off by your good looks.
Your name is Tyler. I've seen you passing by, looking introspective and carrying a canvas. You look so unhappy. We have so much to talk about. So much suffering in common.
Walking my blue tick coonhound, I was heading down 6th Avenue from Central Park towards 53rd, and you were on the opposite side of the street. We made some serious eye contact.
That's a really cute cast you got on your wrist, is what I should have said. I like the way the white liner peeks out of the black on your hand, and I would have said so if our paths had coincided for just a little bit longer.
I saw you in the 99-cent store. I think we know each other.
Where's the tall man with glasses and the little white dog?
Or was it just some serious flirting on my behalf?
You were walking in Williamsburg one evening not long ago. I said, excuse me. You smiled. You have a beautiful smile.
You're beautiful.
We sat next to each other at last night's Ranger game. You were so tall and beautiful. That beauty distracted me all night. Didn't know your situation, hence why I didn't say anything.
You were standing 2 feet away from me.
Not talking to you was a big mistake.
I felt the connection between us. If you see this, please tell me what section we sat in. If not, I guess it was just one of those things.
You are probably not the type to check this, and I'm not the type to post, but it's worth a shot.
Our piece on missed connections was produced by Sally Herships.